Annabelle's annual poker tournament organizers Jeb Morrow and Jay Stanton Greger play poker together and decided to start up a tournament last year in honor of their friend. Baker was also an avid player along with her husband Patrick Smith, and Stanton Greger says the event is held in her honor.
Patrick let us know after the fact that one of Annabelle's really important thoughts was wanting to be remembered, wanting to leave a lasting mark. And this is just a really small way that we can keep her memory with us at all times.
This year, the 19 participants raised $1,410 a Sunday evening at the Tides Inn Conference Room. That money will go to the Beat the Odds Committee, which helps fund cancer care, education, and travel costs for patients in the community. Baker was a member of that committee and an advocate for cancer care and also battled the disease, Morrow explains.
We're doing this for Beat the Odds, not because we necessarily have a real personal relationship with that group, but because we had a personal relationship with Annabelle, and that was something she was passionate about. So on account of her, Beat the Odds benefits from our event, but really it's a tribute to her and who she was as a person, who we knew her to be as a person.
The top spots in the tournament this year went to Derek Knudsen, Jay Stanton Greger took second, and Patrick Smith placed third. This year's tournament didn't run as long as last year, which can be a hallmark of professional poker tournaments that are shown on TV and run into the wee hours and over multiple days. Morrow says organizers adjusted the amount of chips that players were forced to put into the pot as this year's tournament went on.
But at the same time, it gave us plenty of time in the beginning of the tournament to play your game. But towards the end, when the chip stack's getting kind of big, you need to have a blind structure that matches the chip stacks. And I think we nailed it pretty good this year.
Top prize this year took home $1,600. Second place won $1,000. Third place, $700. Fourth place, $400. And fifth place, $200. Stanton Greger says organizers hope to boost participation for next year.
From a selfish point of view, I think of the more people involved, the more money we can raise for Beat the Odds and just the greater community support. So, yeah, I mean, ideally, I'd like to see 40 next year, somewhere in that ballpark, manageable for the space we use, but also it's for greater competition. Because when I think of Annabelle Baker, I think of playing to win, and the more people you're playing against, like, brings out the best in you.
The tournament also had pizza donated by Studebakers and snacks by the Ragnarok Rollers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.